AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The National Guard says it will increase troops to 10,000 by the end of the week in Washington, D.C., leading up to the inauguration of Joe Biden. For security reasons, the Washington Monument will be closed through January 24th. It's all fallout from last week's deadly violence at the Capitol. House Democrats have started an extraordinary effort to get President Trump out of office before his term ends. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
In a Capitol still bearing scars of last week's riot, more stunning scenes, with David Cicilline and Democrats moving toward voting by midweek on a single article of impeachment.
He incited insurrection against the government of the United States.
But Democrats are urging Vice President Pence and the cabinet to act first.
To activate Section 4 of the 25th Amendment to declare President Donald J. Trump incapable of executing the duties of his office and to immediately exercise powers as acting president.
Republicans have blocked that resolution for now, though the full House is expected to vote tomorrow before a potential impeachment vote Wednesday. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Michigan is banning the open carry of guns inside the state capitol. Former Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says this is the sign of the times.
The principal terrorist threat in the homeland here is now domestic-based, domestic-inspired. And we got a taste of that last week.
Johnson was on NBC's Today Show. New Jersey Democratic Congresswoman Bonnie Watson Coleman says she tested positive for the coronavirus. She believes she was exposed during protective isolation in the Capitol last week. Football stadiums, major league ballparks, fairgrounds, and convention centers are being opened to widen the distribution of the coronavirus vaccine nationwide. According to the tally from Johns Hopkins, California recorded more than 30,000 coronavirus deaths overall. This is AP News. The Consumer Electronics Show has started. This year, it's virtual.
Many events have gone online due to COVID-19, but the gadget show in Las Vegas is a tough one.
CES virtual is almost like going to a pizza place and seeing it through a Zoom rather than eating it yourself.
Technology analyst Dan Ives, the managing director with Equity Research, he's gone to the show for the past 20 years.
Not touching and kicking the tires in the technology, talking to the partners, it's hard to really get a better understanding of what are going to be the hot areas, the hot gadgets for this year, especially 5G.
Also, smaller exhibitors are less likely to get notice without a show floor. I'm Shelley Adler.
Executives at the British Open say Donald Trump's ownership of Turnberry will prevent the Scottish course from staging the Open for the foreseeable future. The PGA Championship next year will not be held at the Trump Course in New Jersey. Ed Donahue, AP News.